AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. The man accused of killing the CEO of United Healthcare was in court today. AP correspondent Michael Sisak reports defense lawyer Karen Friedman Agnifilo took issue with the dueling state and federal charges.
She said that Mangione, the 26-year-old Ivy League graduate, is being treated as a political ping pong ball between what she said are warring jurisdictions. She also took issue with Mayor Eric Adams showing up on Thursday at the heliport where Mangione's police helicopter that brought him part of the way from Pennsylvania landed. Adams at that time made comments to the media saying that he wanted to be at the heliport to look Mangione in the eye and referred to him as a terrorist.
The ethics report on former Congressman Matt Gaetz has been released.
The House Ethics Committee has accused Matt Gaetz of regularly paying for sex, including with a 17-year-old girl, and purchasing and using illicit drugs. The 37-page report includes explicit details of sex-filled parties and vacations that Gaetz took part in while representing Florida. The findings conclude he violated multiple state laws related to sexual misconduct while in office. Gaetz has denied all wrongdoing. He has filed a lawsuit seeking to block release of the report, which he says contains untruthful and defamatory information. Gaetz was nominated by President-elect Trump to be Attorney General before withdrawing from consideration. Mike Hempen, Washington.
AP correspondent Nicole Winfield reports Pope Francis will officially open the Pilgrims of Hope Jubilee.
I'm standing in front of the Holy Door of St. Peter's Basilica. This door has a starring role in Pope Francis's Jubilee year of 2025. The Vatican expects as many as 32 million pilgrims will be coming to Rome and passing through this door. Those who do will receive an indulgence. That is an ancient tradition of the church. It's related to the forgiveness of sins and amounts to a get-out-of-jail-free card.
This is AP News. Shohei Ohtani is AP's Male Athlete of the Year.
In his first season with the Los Angeles Dodgers, Ohtani hit 54 home runs and knocked in 130 runs. For the first time, he got to play in the postseason.
Your Dodgers have won the World Series!
Game audio from Fox. Ohtani put up these huge batting numbers with an injured shoulder that prevented him from pitching. Through an interpreter, Ohtani tells the AP the goal is to return to the mound in 2025.
It's the small steps that I think are very important to get me to the ultimate goal, which is to just get back healthy.
Manager Dave Roberts says Shohei Ohtani is an uber competitor.
I'm just proud of any fame or glory or award that he receives because he just does it in such a respectful, humble way.
Shohei Ohtani says he is not stopping at three AP Male Athlete of the Year awards. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.